We like to dress up on this show.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. I mean, not at the moment. We're dressed pretty boringly, but we do like to dress up. If we're out and about, we've got show tracksuits.
We
don't we?
We have.
Bright blue.
Yes. Bright blue tracksuits bought from Big W and then had our names put on the back and it cost us $50.
It's the top end of town, this show.
It's not quite high fashion, Tassie, which is why I feel a bit out of my depth having this chat right now. The Wearable Art Festival is happening in a few weeks' time and this is literally a fashion show where all the outfits have been made by designers, artists, would you call them? And last year's winner joins us right now. Bella, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Now,
can you address her properly, please?
Supreme
winner.
I apologise.
I'll be dining on it for years.
Do we call you an artist or do we call you a designer or are you both?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think the Australian Wearable Art Festival is the melting point of art and design and fashion, and it's such a cool platform for people like me who don't really fit into maybe either box. We kind of do it all. So, yeah, both.
Right. Now, what you're wearing right now, and you've got your model, Maddie, with you as well, wearing last year's creation, is a massive crocheted number. And when I say massive, like the detail and intricacy.
Head to toe.
Yes.
And it is intricate. The whole thing is phenomenal. Sunny Coast, well, we'll have pics and videos up on our socials for you to see it.
Yeah. That's what won it for you last year. How much time and effort went into that bad boy?
About 1,000 hours.
Into one outfit.
And what a lot of people don't know is the final outfit doesn't include everything that was cut. There are so many elements that were cut. So what you see on the runway for every artist is like the finish point, but there is so much that goes into it that doesn't even make it.
I would add on the hours it takes to cut and sort to that 1,000-hour tally. You know, like when people ask, just be like, yeah, it was 12,000 hours, you know?
Why not round up?
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
It's all crocheted together. Like, I put this shirt on this morning and I had a little loose thread under my arm. I was able to just sort of cut it before it unraveled. Are you terrified that that happens to your outfit? All of a sudden you see something loose, you're going, oh, it's going to unravel the whole thing.
Well, what you're wearing is machine knitted. So knitting does fall apart. If one stitch comes out, you are screwed. The whole garment's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Crochet is a little bit more forgiving. It works in a circle, so it won't actually unravel. It's really robust. And I think that's why it does lend itself to like runways, because when moving, there's a lot going on in and out of the garment. Crochet is a really fantastic medium for that. So
perfect.
No, it doesn't fall apart.
Maybe I'll wear only crochet stuff from now on.
I think you should. I think that's
throwing out my whole wardrobe.
It would suit you. You'd look great.
I look great.
We can get you some little crocheted shorts, a little crocheted polo or something.
Yeah, totally. Hat.
Hat. Oh, you've got to have the hat. Absolutely.
Shoes.
So, Bella, you're in it again this year. You're frantically working through, you know, the last 3 weeks of your outfit.
Yes.
You're not doing crocheting this year?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am doing a garment that can probably be described as a gender-fluid sea monster.
Okay.
So it's definitely going down the more weirder route. I've got a drag king modelling the garment, but there's about 40,000 beads.
40,000?
And it will make you think that you're on a little bit of a psychedelic trip. If this one didn't already make you feel like that, it's definitely wild and wonderful. So, yes.
What do you do with the beads?
Crochet with the beads. So I've had my family, my partner, my dad, my stepdad, my mum threading the beads onto the yarn. So we've gone through about 30,000 beads and they've threaded it all for me. I've done a little bit of threading, but they're the ones, they're the valued players of this.
So I wanted to go to the Eras Tour, Taylor Swift Eras Tour. I couldn't find any beads in any shops or friendship bracelets.
Bella.
We know who had them all.
Yeah.
Bella, supreme winner of last year's event. Thank you so much for joining us. And Sunshine Coast, get excited because it's August 9 at Venue 114. The Australian Wearable Art Festival is back.
Best of luck for the gender fluid sea monster. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I'm excited. Get your tickets. They'll sell out.
Absolutely.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.